the Seagram's block of Oshawa, Ontario. I'm an idol.
Don't be scared, homie. Okay, first of all,
the world is smiling at you. The wrestling business is smiling at you. And don't you frown back on it.
Surprise, surprise, motherfucker. The king is back.
The man to power, the man with the power. Too sweet to be sour.
Dylan Bowker.
All right, on this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, I am talking to Devin Brock. Has a big fight coming up against Kevin Ferguson Jr. going at Bellator 197, and it's happening April 13th. How's it going there, Devin?
It's going good. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. I was just wondering about your thoughts on this fight coming up here, because it kind of seems like you've got a little bit of a pattern in your pro career already. I mean, your pro debut, you beat the son of Hoist Gracie there, and now you're going to be fighting Kimbo Slice's son. Do you see a bit of a pattern here?
Yeah, I see a little bit of pattern.
Well, what are your thoughts on Baby Slice as an opponent, though? I mean, you guys have, you know, somewhat comparable records. He has, like, a slight edge in professional experience, but, I mean, you've got that 5-0 amateur record as well. So how do you see him stacking up as an opponent?
Say it one more time. I could not hear you. Say it one more time.
Oh, no, I was just wondering how you guys, you know, stack up to each other, like how you perceive him as an opponent, because you guys have, you know, somewhat comparable records and you have the, you know, amateur experience leading into this fight as well with the 5-0 record there. So I was wondering what your thoughts on Baby Slice as an opponent were.
As far as I can see, it'll be some good work. He's a very, very willful fighter. Comes forward. And I see he's gotten better each fight, so just like I have myself.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting one, and I noticed it was part of the main card as well, going to be on Paramount Network, so I'm wondering what your thoughts on that are, just being featured on, you know, such a prominent platform there.
Oh, man, that's amazing. Good experience, humbling experience. From the first one, I thought the first one would have been on TV. I was told, but it wasn't. But yeah, this is mind blowing. I'm excited.
Yeah, no, I'd be excited if I was in your position too. But I mean, hearing some of your recent interviews, like when you were on MMA Junkie Radio, for instance, I mean, it seemed like you were really, you know, just taken aback by the whole thing. You're only doing this for about a year at that juncture, so just like a real big accolade. And you said it was kind of like an unexplainable feeling there. So I mean, that's really cool. It's a great experience there. I was kind of just curious, though, as to who you're, like, putting in that gym work with, like, who you're regularly training with to get prepared for this fight here.
My coach, Coach James. Coach James out there moving boxing right there. That's my guy. That's been my guy this whole time. Taught me everything I know now. And he's just been getting me prepared. That guy right there, he knows a lot about what he's talking about. About this fight world. Another one of my training partners is Albert Morales, the UFC bantamweight. That guy right there, he's another great one too. Kind of was on the same. Actually, he had upcoming. He came up in just as short a time as I did also.
Yeah, no, it's good to have, like, peers that are, you know, vying for the same thing. Just, it's good to have, like, you know, hungry, dedicated fighters around you. I imagine that creates just a good environment where you want to keep learning and just, like, giving that extra push to get better, right?
Yeah. Heck yeah, it's a very good environment. Very, very, very good environment. Everybody's hungry. Everybody kind of has the same goal. And it's just, you know, if you have that competitive fight, the right place down there to move the boxing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, a better environment than probably what was going on with those street fights in Compton there. I was reading an article in regards to you, and it was kind of listing that as what you were, you know, doing before mixed martial arts came about. So I was kind of curious, what was your craziest street fighting experience in Compton?
Crazy street fight. Man.
Gotta be careful talking about it, sort of thing. One of those deals.
Yeah,
no, I hear that. Yeah.
One of them. There's been some crazy ones. Can I just leave it at that?
That speaks volumes there. I definitely get what you're laying down there. But I was also noticing in your career you've been, you know, fighting at middleweight and, you know, predominantly welterweight. But I was noticing this particular fight is at a catch weight of 160. So why did that come about? And, you know, why is that going on there?
I'm not sure. From what I've known, I guess it's what he asked to fight at. And it's the weight of the fight now. I have no problem with it, though. The weight is easy.
So it's not a big deal? Like, it's not like a draining sort of weight cut or anything like that? It's pretty just, like, smooth, right to 160 sort of thing?
Yeah, not at all. Smooth. Very smooth. Not at all at all. Very smooth, very comfortable. Great weight.
No, that's awesome. And yeah, just getting that prep work in for sure. And I was also noticing on your record in the amateur run there, you have a knockout and submission to your credit. So I imagine, you know, you have some versatility in your game, being that you have those, you know, two different finishes there. I was kind of curious, in this particular camp, what do you think is your, I guess, biggest area of growth? Like, did you see, I guess, measurable improvement with your jiu-jitsu, or was there like an element of your Muay Thai game that improved leaps and bounds in this last camp? Anything like that?
Hey, I know this on everything. I've been seeing a lot of improvement in everything, all my work right now. Particularly speaking, I guess you could say, my jiu-jitsu and wrestling. I've seen a great, increase in it. And I'm liking it right now. I've always been a kind of stand-up fighter. But I've known how to kind of go to the ground a little bit. But now it's my improvements and off the charts.
Yeah, for sure. And the jiu-jitsu improvements, I mean, must be exciting to see all of that come together. Because like you were saying, you kind of like almost started as a striker, but now you're getting more into learning the jiu-jitsu. And that's the cool thing about MMA, just always learning there. But I was also curious about if you, you know, have any favorite music to train to. Like, are there go-to artists or genres you like training to that get you fired up?
Go-to artists. I actually have a little cousin that's coming up, young TY3, Young Ty. He's that's been my artist right now. I've been listening to his music on SoundCloud. I'm a big fan of YFN Lucy. I've been coming out to his the same song for every single one of my fights. It's funny because I always get up to a fight and be like, damn, this song is going to come up to. This song is going to come up to. I mean, every single fight. And I end up picking the same exact one.
Hey, I mean, if it's a track you like bumping and that's like the tried and true sort of thing, I mean, that's dope. But yeah, a lot of great stuff coming from SoundCloud nowadays. I mean, it seems like there's always like some new, like hot sort of popping artists there nowadays. So good place to look for new tunes.
Yeah, it is. SoundCloud. And it's funny because I just now started going to SoundCloud too. Just now started going. But hey, it's introduced me to a lot of new people, a lot of upcoming artists out there. It's a good way to, it's a good thing to network, I guess. I see some of the guys I've even ran into on the streets around here, just being artists from off of SoundCloud, hearing their music.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, maybe you can get in a music video with them going forward if you, you know, get a big victory here against Kevin Ferguson Jr.
Right? I might, you know, do a little rapping a little bit. No.
That would definitely be an interesting one for sure. But is there anything you want to add as we're wrapping up here, man?
Oh, no, nothing at all. Just make sure you guys tune in April 13th.
Yeah, it's going to be a great card for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bellator 197. We've got Devin Brock taking on Kevin Ferguson Jr., a.k.a. Baby Slice. And just really appreciate your time on the program today, Devin. Hope you enjoy the rest of your day there, man.
Oh, thank you for having me. You enjoy the rest of yours, too.